Hello all you Disney and Frozen lovers out there. I'm the Disney Enthusiast and Citizen Random Life, Matthew Avery, and welcome back to another episode of the Disney Enthusiast Matthew Avery, the podcast. As it is officially the last day of not only 2019, but it's also officially the last year of another great decade. Now, I just want to take the time to shout some things out. Like, what was the best DCOM of this entire decade? Now remember, this was a big year for the Disney Channel Original Movie franchise, as back in 2016 they did release the 100th Disney Channel Original Movie with Adventures in Babysitting. I remember like it was yesterday that they showed all DCOMs that they made on Disney Channel. If I were to choose one DCOM or DCOMs to choose for DCOM of the decade, it would have to be the entire Descendants franchise, the entire Descendants trilogy. Who knew? Descendants of some of Disney's most amazing villains joining the good side. Like going to a school that's destined for people of good people and like the good guys of Disney. And yeah, it can't get better than that. Plus the DCOM of the year will have to go to Descendants 3 by far. Now the best Disney Channel Disney animated movie. That was a tough one. But we do know that hands down, it had to go to Frozen, because it was just that good. The music was great. The animation was great. And, well, we're also going to include Frozen 2 in there, because it won't be good if they're not paired together. It won't be fair to leave the Frozen 2 out, because Frozen 2 was equally as successful as the first Frozen movie. And the best Pixar movie of the decade, that's going to be a tough one. Had to be Toy Story 3, Toy Story 4, Brave. Because Brave included the first Scottish Disney princess. And the first Disney princess that does not have a love interest. Who basically wants to fight for her own. And find our own. Like, Brave taught us to find our own fate. You just gotta believe it to see it. What is the best TV series of the decade? Alright, hands down, it's gotta go to Andy Mac, because the Disney Channel TV series, Andy Mac, basically made history all on its own with a character coming out. Basically, that was enough proof that, that was enough for me to show, hey, that qualifies for me. That's the best. How about a Disney character come? How about a character on a live action Disney Channel series? That's coming out. That's enough for me to make Dubbed the best series of all time. Plus, every episode told a different new story, had brand new adventures for Andy Mac and her friends. Now, this one was a tough one. The best animated series on Disney Channel. Alright, hands down, it's gotta go to Phineas and Ferb, because the show ended in 2015. Like, they showed the last episode in 2015, they're still showing reruns, and I can't be more proud of them. And now we got Milo Murphy's Law, which is been on and off through the decade. Like, it started a couple of years ago. Milo Murphy's Law is actually just as good as Phineas and Ferb, because same animation, they have the same writers, and Weird Al Yankovic is part of the series. Can't get better than that. Alright, I'm going to take a short break, and I'm going to catch my breath, and we'll continue on from there. Okay, I'm just gonna choose this. I just chose this right on my gut. This podcast will include non-Disney stuff. What was the worst animated TV series out there this decade. Honestly, hands down, it had to be Cool Scooby-Doo. Like, reason? Because the animation, they changed everybody. Like, Fred's chin is gigantic. And I know they come out with Scooby-Doo Guess Who. I still had to watch an episode of that because I didn't get the time to because of college classes and all. Anyway, Be Cool Scooby-Doo, basically, Fred's chin was ginormous. Like, what the heck? Scooby's nose was huge. The worst part is they made Daphne completely clueless. Like, that's not the Daphne I know. Daphne is a smart person. Yes, she has a moment where she's danger-prone Daphne, where she accidentally turns stuff on, like, Scooby-Doo, where are you? She turned on a power saw. But Daphne's not that clueless. Basically, Be Cool Scooby-Doo, hands down, has to be take home the award for worst TV series in my mind. Now, the worst animated movie of the decade, hands down, has to go to the Emoji Movie. It just didn't do well. Like, what the heck were they thinking? Like, Textopolis, emojis live in this area called in a phone called Textopolis, and basically full of emojis, and a Met Emoji thinks he could do so much more. I just don't, people just didn't like it, so I gotta go with my gut. The worst animated movie of the decade has to go to the Emoji Movie. Now, the best live-action movie Disney made? Avengers Endgame, hands down. Even though it was a 3-hour movie, it wrapped up Phase 4 of an amazing franchise. They gave Tony Stark proper send-off. And basically, that's it. The movie itself was totally amazing. And I'm wowed that of all the great Avengers movies they made this decade. Like Black Panther, Iron Man 2, Iron Man 3. Black Panther. And it just was downright amazing. Now, who is the best YouTuber out there this decade? I know PewDiePie has so many great followers. So, let's give it to him. Even though he's had controversy this decade. Top prize goes to PewDiePie. Jacksepticeye will be second. Markiplier will be third. There's also another YouTuber I've been watching called his name is Thinkinoodles. He's great. He has a cute dog as his best friend. 5, I had to go to 8-Bit Ryan because I watch his videos and his videos are downright amazing. Now, here's something I really like to bring up. Who was the breakout music star of this decade? Yes, I know we got Billie Eilish, and she's not even in her prime yet, and she's already a big-time celebrity. We got Billie Eilish, we got Lil Nas X. Honestly, I'm going to give this award to Marshmello, but he debuted back in 2015. He's now he's a millionaire with his great electronic dance music. He's even inspired me to. Sorry for that small interruption. Marshmello, he came out in 2015. Marshmello's from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Like, we know his real name. But we don't know what his face looks like, so I love his music, and he takes home the breakout star of the decade. In second place, we'll put Billie Eilish because she's only 18 years old, and wow, she's proved that she can do amazing things with music. And Lil Nas X. He's out there. He's a breakout star, too. So he came out in 2018. I think it was 2018. He came out in 2018 with Old Town Road. Then he went with Panini. The music video for Panini. He had two versions. One with the animation of Chowder, which was a Cartoon Network TV series. And the other music video was basically straight up predicting the future. Like, plus Sky Jackson was in it, and Sky Jackson is from Disney's Jesse and Disney's Bunked. So, how can we leave them out? And we could call this decade the decade of lost legends. We lost so many great people this year. We lost Stan Lee. We lost Steven Hillenburg, who created SpongeBob. When James Best passed away, that really just broke my heart, because my family loves to do Hazard. We love the General Lee. General Lee's got to be by far my favorite car, with the DeLorean and the original Batmobile from the original Batman TV series from the 1960s. And, basically, Carol Spinney, I hope I pronounced his name right, Sesame Street, Carol Spinley passed away, who was best known for bringing to life Oscar the Grouch and Big Bird. And it's gonna be hard to fill his void. So, the decade of lost legends. It's been a sad year, sad decade overall, in terms of legends. Now, also, we got rest in peace to Cameron Boyce. He passed away this year, in this decade. God bless his soul. He was a great guy. He was a great actor. He had a promising career ahead of him. And this is God called his name. It's just time. Okay, now let's get to sports a little bit. Sports. Let's get to football. Exactly. Here are the last few teams that were in the Super Bowl. AFC. Patriots. I know the Steelers were in the Super Bowl at the start of the decade. But it's hard to pay attention when the Patriots are every single Super Bowl. They need a stinking rain check. They don't need to be in every single Super Bowl. Honestly, I think they have the reps in their back pockets, so they get the look of the call, and that's why they're in the Super Bowl every year. Honestly, I think in last year's Super Bowl, that the refs purposely missed that call against the Rams to get the Patriots easy pickings. That's my mind. Nothing else said. Anyway, let's go take one more break before we wrap this all up. All right, to wrap up, the best moment I had a great decade too. I got to go to Walt Disney World, and Walt Disney was the reason I have this podcast and my YouTube channel. I couldn't be more proud to be part of something amazing as Disney. Well, I'm not officially part of Disney, but I went to Disney and was part of the night parade. So basically, I was a part of Disney I was an honorary Disney cast member for a day. I was happy to be there. I felt like a kid again when I went to Disney World. When I feel like a kid again, all the moments that I got, hands down, my trip to Disney World beats them all. And it just amazes me. It amazes me how far I've gotten this decade. And don't worry, I'll probably do a 10-year challenge at the start of 2020, because I don't know if I have a picture from myself from 2009. But I'll scour the web, see what I can do. Anyway. I gotta get ready for the drop of the New Year's ball. And I hope you guys have a great New Year's Eve. And and this is officially the end of my decade in review. Remember, if you like this video, if you like this podcast, make sure to give it a big thumbs up or a star. That really helps me out. And if you want to go check out my podcast and my year in review, you can go check that out as well. And if you want to go check out my YouTube channels, I posted a year in review and a decade award ceremony that I planned out completely myself. And if you want to go check out my Disney Enthusiast Matt Avery YouTube channel, I already said that, my bad. You can go check me out on social media, Matt Avery Disney is my Twitter, all in caps. My TikTok is Matt Avery Disney, the M-A-D, are capitalized. And my Snapchat is maze-avery. And remember, folks, keep calm and keep Disneying on. For all you Disney lovers, for all you Frozen lovers out there, I'm the Disney enthusiast and citizen of End of Life, Matthew Avery. I'll see you guys next year.